You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with your host, Rick Franzi.
Welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show. I am your host, Rick Franzi. This business talk show airs live on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. West Coast time. If you're listening to this show as a podcast, possibly at some point in the future, I would like to encourage you to consider listening to this program live during our broadcast time, heard exclusively here on octalkradio.net. This show is brought to you by Succession Strategies and Smart Business Magazine. The goal for this show is to help you, our listening audience, make better decisions. If you want to join the conversation today and you are listening to us live, then I would encourage you to find the community chat room section of octalkradio.net's website. This will allow you to log on. Then you're connected to the nerve center of the radio show, our producer, Paul, who will be able to converse with you and possibly bring your thoughts, ideas, advice, and questions onto the show by allowing me to ask one of our two guests your questions. If you're listening and today to hear my interview with Stephen Miller, CEO and founder of Ticketbust.com, that's Ticketbust.com, then hold on, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be with us in about 25 minutes. Because our first guest, Valerie Shepherd, who is founder of The Heart of Living Vibrantly, is our guest at the top of the show. Valerie, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Hi there, Rick. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Let's begin by discussing your professional background. Tell us about all your business experience that predates sort of where you are here in the here and now today.
Oh, I will. Okay, so I have a sort of a hybrid marketing career. Marketing and business strategy are kind of the sweet spots of what I did for about 30 years. I started in cause-related marketing in Washington, D.C., working with a bunch of nonprofits. And then I went and got an MBA at the Whitman School at Syracuse, and then I started doing more consumer packaged goods, pharmaceutical, Fortune 100 firm, kind of big marketing, and then was consulting as well. And I've also done organizational development through leading and coaching teams and founding and teaching in corporate universities. And I've also been an adjunct and guest lecturer at the UCI Mirage School for both undergrad and grad school classes.
So you've had quite the career so far, and you're really just getting started, aren't you?
Not the truth. I'm reinventing. Yeah, it's kind of a change is an important part of the world, and I'm definitely going through. I'm on radical sabbatical, Rick, so I am in the midst of reshaping myself and my life. It's been really a wonderful journey.
I know through your organization, The Heart of Living Vibrantly, that you provide one-on-one coaching and group workshops, teleseminars, special events, and you help people to understand how to feel happy to be me. So I'd like you to explain for our audience a little bit more, fill in the gaps on your current organization and what you do, and sort of this concept of happy to be me.
Oh, absolutely. The idea for Heart of Living Vibrantly came out of my own journey of transformation, like seeing what wasn't working in my life and making a conscious effort to shift things around. It was me at the centerpiece of the shift, so starting personally. And the idea came around, at first I was just talking about vibrant life is what I want. I want more joy. I want more peace. I want to feel more empowered. I want to feel more alive and content, fulfilled. And I was none of those things when this all started, this journey started. And we had actually started talking about the art of living vibrantly. And as I was talking to the graphic designer and we were looking at the logos, I said, you know what, we're still in a caption. It's really, the heart, it's about the heart of the matter. And we both kind of pregnant pause, like, oh my gosh, it is about the heart. And what the business is about is taking people into a journey into their hearts so that we integrate the head and the heart. It really is about connecting more deeply to the the heart as a place, a source of wisdom, a source of discernment, a source of guidance. In the West, we are so mired in our heads, and we're all about intellect and analytical things and memorizing and sorting and processing and all the things that the brain and the head do very well. And yet there's a power center within us that has been proven in a number of different ways to be as powerful, if not more so. And so that's what the idea is, that the Heart of Living Vibrantly is about sparking transformation. The questions that say, you know, okay, so if things aren't the way I want them in my life or in my business, what is my contribution to them being that way? And if I focus on me, then how will all those things shift? So we try to bring a new perspective and some unexpected questions to people to help them discover a deeper truth about who they are and what they're here for, and also about their brands and how they should be positioning them and marketing them and all those business-related things that really are not separate from who we are.
Now, I, like you, have had the privilege of spending some amount of time in the corporate world, corporate America, as it might be called, and there wasn't a lot of conversation about the heart as I related back to my time in the corporate world.
No, there wasn't when I was there either. I mean, more firms are doing it now. You know, there are even happiness awards and things like that, and I think more companies are going into that zone. And in fact, Inc. magazine recently did an article called the 8 Core Beliefs of Extraordinary Bosses. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
It has some elements of it that talk a lot more about bringing heart in the workplace. They don't necessarily say things like that I say, like allow some heart into the environment, but they do talk about things like a company is not a machine. You know, it's a community, which obviously that already feels more heart-centered, more heartful. They're a collection of individual hopes and dreams connected to a higher purpose. The business is an ecosystem, not a battlefield. So it's starting to take on, and there are more people talking about spirituality in business, and that as spiritual beings, having to leave that at the door before we come in is probably not in the best interest of the individual or this collection of individuals called the company or the team. I think we're making headway, Rick. I'm so excited about it.
And like many things, significant changes have to come from entrepreneurs, smaller businesses, younger people, whatever it might be, those kind of quote-unquote maybe outside of the system to actually do the fundamental changes that are required. And you are intimately involved in that with both who you are and how you show up and then your organization and how you're helping your clients and others.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the things that differentiates the Heart of Living Vibrantly is that I've been there. So, you know, I've been a vice president running big teams, multi-million dollars worth of business, over $500 million. And so I've been in the trenches, as it were. So I'm not talking from a place of wondering what that's like. I'm actually, and I will, you know, be, I'm authentic if I'm nothing else. So I have been in a position where when I look back, you know, I could have been one of the people who was a part of the not so great culture, the toxicity in the culture because of who I was and how I was being at the time. So, being able to go back into that environment, whether it's a big company or a small company, working with nonprofits or organizations, any of that gives me an opportunity to share from a perspective of real experience, having done it myself and then transformed, seen the world one way and come at it from a very particular perspective, command and control style, very much in the driver's seat, believe that leading was about overpowering, like not just championing a point of view, but overpowering everyone into the position to follow, and have really shifted that, and coming from a very different perspective now.
Valerie, we're going to take a short sponsorship break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about if you could share with us a current challenge that is facing your firm, and what you're doing, the steps you're taking and your organization are taking to mitigate that challenge. So, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Valerie Shepherd, founder of The Heart of Living Vibrantly. But first, here are some words from our sponsors.
Can we talk about your family business? You know, that thing you put your whole life's blood, sweat, and tears into? Well, what happens when you retire or try and pass that business on to your children? At Succession Strategies, we can help you find the answers. We'll guide you through the unsettling process of protecting your family legacy and successfully passing your business on to the next generation, safely and securely, ensuring that it'll both survive and thrive for generations to come. So ask yourself just one question. Can I really afford to wait? Take the first step. Take our complimentary self-assessment at successionstrategies.com or call us at 714-560-9022 to set up a free consultation at your convenience. That's succession-strategies.com. Succession-strategies.com. Succession planning for your family's continued success.
If you are an Orange County business executive, this message is for you. Do you ever feel isolated with no place to turn for advice or feedback? Who holds you accountable to your commitments in your company? Where do you find the right resources to help you and your company grow? If you have these questions, then Critical Mass for Business might be the answer for you. Critical Mass for Business is committed to helping you make better decisions. These are groups of peers running businesses just like you, providing a great sounding board to test ideas and concepts, review plans and goals, and present issues and opportunities for discussion. The result is improved strategy, accountability, people, and execution skills. If you are interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. and learn more about our executive peer groups. Critical Mass for Business is a professional peer group facilitation company and is the fastest growing organizer and facilitator for business advisory groups in Orange County. They create peer groups for CEOs and business owners and key executives.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. This is your host, Rick Franzi. My first guest today is Valerie Shepherd. Valerie, would you be so kind as to share a current challenge you're facing?
Sure. There are a couple. There's more than one. You know, this whole moving from working in big organizations to being an entrepreneur and growing a startup business has definitely got a lot of different dynamics to it that I'm not completely used to working with. But one of the big things is the engagement of the prospect. So the people that I'm talking to are in the space of a belief system that what I'm here for is to help dismantle. And so helping them even see that they have a problem is where I have to start. So there are a lot of people who aren't completely clear that they have an unmet need. So what I'm talking about is this belief that we can compartmentalize our lives. So when I'm talking to potential clients, they'll talk to me about their business situation. So many times they're hiring me as a, I have coached executives, and so I do leadership coaching with executives, and also I'm asked to come in and do marketing and business strategy stuff. And for the latter, when people just want marketing, when I talk to them about the inner game, like what is your inner game? What's your mindset? Where are you in your integration of heart and head? Where does balance fit into your plan? What they most want to say is, well, that's personal. You know, that's my personal life. I don't really want to bring that into the workplace. And I think that's one of the biggest myths that we're perpetrating over and over again all over the world is that we can actually compartmentalize our lives. Like there's a business Valerie and a personal Valerie. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in my transformational process is that's not really true. Wherever I go, Confucius says, wherever you go, there you are. And that's true from whether it's, you know, you move to another city, or whether it's just driving from your home to your office. And so in order to be as powerful as we can be in any of those environments, we have to take all of us with us. So helping people see that, you know, the stuff that's happening in your business is not just about the factors outside of you, like the team and the marketplace and the competitors and what the president is doing or saying, or the weather, the economy. Those things are definitely factors. But how we see those things, which is all about us, how we react, whether in fear or in surrender, whatever the response is to what those things are, that's about us. And if we're not clear on what's driving us, what's running us, subconsciously and consciously, and how we make choices about how to tackle those issues, can be either supportive or less than supportive. And so helping people even see, especially when things are going well for them, that there's even upside. A lot of people feel like, oh, I need a coach when I'm really failing. And sometimes by the time, if you wait till then it may actually take a much longer time, a much greater investment to arrest the situation and turn it around. So the things we're doing, I'm doing more talks like this, I'm blogging more, I'm spending more time with clients, talking to them about their personal world, the questions that are coming up in the personal world, and helping them bridge the gap. I'm offering them books to read, like, okay, how about if you read this book and we'll talk in about a month? And things like that, so that I can help them see, oh, this, I do fit in this equation of my inner game could be strengthened, and that will help shift what's going on around me.
And I believe as the next two generations after the baby boomers become more and more a part of the workforce, a lot of what you were talking about is really required for leaders to be able to lead with integrity that those generations, because I think they're looking for something different than what baby boomers were looking for in the workforce as well.
I think you're absolutely right. There's a shift going on in what people are willing to accept and the expectations around what does it feel like when I go to work, and what aspects of me are showing up with me, from simple things like, you know, being able to kind of control the way I look and how I speak, like my own domain over myself, dominion over myself, to how do I relate to people and what is hierarchy? How does that fit in? What does it mean to be on a team and who makes calls? And is it a top-down or bottom-up or middle, you know, middle going in both directions, up, down, and across kind of organization? So I definitely see those changes as I work with younger people who are in leadership positions. They have a very different approach and much more focused on, I know that I'm the, whatever happens in the office, I'm contributing because I'm contributing myself, and I want to work on that area. And it's often the younger ones who want to do that, the inner game first.
I'm sorry, Valerie. I recognized, saw on your website, and I have so many questions I want to ask you, but this came to mind as I was kind of just prepping here in the last few minutes before your appearance today on Critical Mass, the radio show. I see that you have in July in Costa Rica an event, and I wonder if you might be comfortable just spending a couple minutes sharing kind of what's going to be going on there for our listening audience.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I'm an avid traveler, and I've had some of my most wonderful experiences in the journey, you know, like really being in another country. And I've always loved learning other cultures, and vacationing when I'm doing that has been really wonderful. So since I started the Heart of Living Vibrantly, one of the things on my wish list or my strategic plan is to be able to do some transformational travel. And so this is our first big journey. I've done single day events, but this will be actually, you know, going to another country. And I've got two co-teachers, Sierra Goodman and Jennifer Urezio. And we're doing an eight-day, seven-night experience in Costa Rica that combines several modalities. So I teach Happy to Be Me, which is about connecting to a deeper experience of who we are, like a deeper understanding of who we are as beings on this planet. And using that wisdom, that knowledge, to create the kind of life that we want. And the ME in Happy to Be Me is about magnificent essence versus the small lowercase ME, which is about mighty ego. And so there will be several workshops during the week that have to do with that. Jennifer teaches about knowing our soul languages, so after getting into the truth of who we are, how do we express that in a way that really opens others up to be able to hear us and opens up us to be as authentic as we can? And then Sierra is this masterful nature instructor. So she has for years taken people on dolphin and whale excursions and many different places around the world, and she actually has a retreat center in Costa Rica on the Drake Bay. And we'll be staying on the Osa Peninsula, which is a little bit away from Drake Bay, but we've incorporated all kinds of nature, because being in nature is the one way that supports getting connected to this deeper aspect of who we are, this beyond the human intellect and body, and being able to be in where we can actually feel more oneness with what's around us. So there is a combination of teaching and then some nature experiences. We are looking at having a chef come in and teach us how to use raw food. Not that we're trying to convert people to raw food, but what a neat thing to be able to know how to do it and, like, remove a barrier from eating more healthy. Our bodies are important to how we express and experience our lives. So we want to help people with some other aspects of how to treat their bodies well. So it's a multi-modality experience that is designed to take people into a deeper connection to a different way of being, whoever they think they are at this moment. We're going to help them potentially see it differently.
So who out there in our listening audience of CEOs, business owners, entrepreneurs, either listening live today or maybe in the future, or, you know, as a podcast from iTunes or Stitcher or something, what type of a person should consider would be the kind of people that should go on a trip like this, or would get great benefit from joining you for these 7 days in Costa Rica?
That's a great question. So there are a couple of different probably aspects that would be really helped in this. The one that we talk about on the website is what I affectionately refer to as the driven diva, which is somebody who I was. So a mover and a shaker, probably a somebody who really works hard. Like they probably work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. Their friends might refer to them as a workaholic. They're constantly on the go. You know, I talk on the website about eating on the run, meeting on the run. They're constantly in motion. And they're probably somebody who has an idea that they can't really let their guard down. So never let them see you sweat is potentially a motto. They are used to leading everything. Like, for the longest time in my life, I had been the captain of every team, the director of this and the leader of that. I didn't know how to be a follower. I didn't know how to just relax and let somebody else lead. And that can be tiring. So those are some characteristics. It's, you know, at first we thought it would just be for women, but several men have said, well, I'd like to accompany my wife, and I think I can get a lot out of this. So it's actually open to both men and women. And so anybody who is looking to question themselves, like, they know, I call it the princess and the pea syndrome. They have a healthy discontent. Like, I know something's not right. My life isn't horrible. It's not falling apart. I'm not destitute. But it's less than spectacular. I'm less than content. I'm less than fulfilled. And I'm working really hard for every success that I get. What has to shift? So anybody who's asking themselves those questions, it's feeling like there's got to be some upside here that I might be missing. And I'd love to invite a conscious coach in to help me find that space or get rid of those things that are holding me back. Those are the best people to come along with us.
It sounds like a great experience. Having been to Costa Rica one time on a family vacation, it's an unbelievable experience in and of itself. And then to have this program guiding you, it sounds like it makes it even more of a rich experience. So I'm glad we had a couple minutes here on the radio program, Valerie, to talk about that. That seems like a very worthwhile thing for people to know about.
Well, thanks, Rick. You know, what I like about it is we're off the grid. I mean, you fly there, you take a boat to get to the resort, and you're there. It's like, forget about checking in, forget about checking your email, forget about Facebook posts. You really are gifting yourself some time to be with you. And that's really powerful when it comes to transformation.
So if someone would like to learn more about the Costa Rica trip, your firm, you and your background, what website would you suggest they go and visit?
I think heartoflivingvibrantly.com is the heart of the business. So there's bios there, there's a press room there, there's events page, so there's a lot of information there. And I love talking with people, so I would invite people to call. My number is 949-891-8491. You can follow me on Facebook, VR Shepherd, or on Twitter, Valerie Shepherd, and on LinkedIn, Valerie R. Shepherd. So I'm happy to connect with people, and I do complimentary consultations for both personal and business aspects, so there's no reason not to call me.
One final question, because I know that you are a driving force. After we've said all that, I know also you're a driving force behind an international organization that is taking seed here in Orange County, the Moxie Exchange Movement.
Yay! Yes.
Could you, just for those in our audience who maybe aren't familiar yet with that organization, could you share a little bit about that organization with our audience?
Sure, I would love to. I'm a big fan of the Moxie Exchange. It's a business organization. So think of it as a place to go hone your skills and connect. I say connect, collaborate, and create. It's a woman's organization. So we get together once a month. We have several very specific aspects of our agenda that we go through planning, getting some critical thinking. So we bring in really phenomenal speakers to share some wisdom. And then you have like a board meeting where you can, at your table, have the people at your table help you solve a problem. We call it the $1,000 question. You bring a question that's going on with your business, and people in the meeting, real time, give you some feedback to help you tackle that situation. And then we hold you accountable and ask you about it next time you come, and actually during the month in between. And then we have Moxie Connection. So we just get together and share stories and support one another. And it's very different from a networking group. We're not like handing out cards and getting a two-minute elevator talk. It's much more connected and deep. And it's a strong catalyst for action to take place in between the meetings.
It's an excellent organization, and I'm glad we had a few minutes to bring that into the conversation. I'd like to thank you, Valerie Shepherd, for being on Critical Mass, the radio show. Continued success. I am going to bring you back, if you're willing, to a future show to ask you these questions that I had developed that we just didn't have time to get to on today's interview.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much, Rick. I love being here.
Thank you for being a friend of the program, and welcome to Critical Mass Business Community.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
blessings.
Valerie Shepherd, ladies and gentlemen, our first of two guests. As I said at the top of the show, our second guest is Stephen Miller, who is the CEO and founder of Ticketbus.com. If you live in California, you probably drive. Exactly. Ticketbus.com has helped more people have their tickets dismissed than any other company. I'm excited to have him on the program. I think there's a lot that we can learn from each other, and certainly his business is one that maybe will be a benefit to some of you in the future as well. But just talking to him as an entrepreneur, it's going to be an interesting conversation. We will be with Stephen in just a few minutes, but first, we're taking a commercial break.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
There's something happening out there today. All across America, we're seeing encouraging signs of economic recovery. Businesses are once again thinking about new growth, and new opportunities are emerging. But it raises the question, is your company positioned to take full advantage of the economic recovery and the opportunities it presents? Maybe it's time to ask, how has the recession impacted your business model? Is your business as relevant as it once was? Should you consider entering new markets or expanding into new categories? And what do customers really value about their relationship with you? The golden thread through all these questions and the answer to each and every one of them can be found in just one place. Your brand. It's much deeper than your logo and much bigger than your advertising. Your brand is the enabler of your entire business strategy. Rikus Baird is a brand strategy firm that can help. They specialize in business branding. They've helped hundreds of companies from startups to Fortune 500 leverage their brands to drive growth. They can do the same for yours. It's really quite simple. Find out more, just visit brandingbusiness.com. That's www.brandingbusiness.com. And plant the seed for economic growth.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. As promised, our second entrepreneur slash founder is joining the program. Stephen Miller, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's begin by asking you to talk a little bit about your professional background. Sort of what were you doing before Ticketbus.com?
Well, it's sort of what wasn't I doing before Ticketbus.com. I started out as a CPA, Certified Public Accountant. And I worked for Deloitte, Haskins, and Sells for a few years before starting my own accounting practice, which actually led me to starting a totally different business in the digital imaging world. I was one of the first Kodak photo CD providers back in the 80s when images were just starting to become digital. And that sort of led me into the internet business during the dot-com boom of the 90s. And that brought me right to where I am today with Ticketbus.com.
What is the inspiration for this business model?
Well, in California, everybody gets tickets, obviously. There's over 18 million tickets issued in California every year. And about 9 years ago, my brother got a traffic ticket, and he didn't know what to do about it, but he happened to turn over the back of the ticket. And on the back of the ticket, there's, in small print, a little-known way on how to contest a traffic ticket in California. It's called a trial by written declaration. And we talked about it, and he went ahead and tried contesting the ticket on his own using a California trial by written declaration, actually got the ticket dismissed, and we talked a little more about it and thought that there could be a market here because nobody that we heard of has ever heard about a trial by declaration. So we actually put together a business model, and having an internet and business and accounting background, I knew just how to put this together to facilitate the ability to for people to complete and file a trial by declaration to help them contest their traffic tickets.
Okay, so can we spend a little bit more time on that, what you just said, because I have a your answer led me to a couple other questions that I want to ask.
Absolutely.
Okay. So from a business model perspective, not a business delivery service, how important is being online, being an internet-based company to the success of delivering, you know, kind of building this business and growing it?
Yeah, you know, it's actually very critical to be online for this because these days anybody looking to get information about anything, in this example, for instance, contesting a traffic ticket, fighting a traffic ticket, they go online. And there's a ton of information online, some good information, some bad information. So as they're searching online, and this is how we put our whole business model together, we found it very imperative to have an internet presence to market our business through the internet and through other social media avenues, and also to facilitate the business online by allowing people to input their information about the ticket on our system, to answer questions about their ticket on our system, to give us the proper information to go ahead and put the proper documents together to contest their traffic ticket. So, you know, without an online system, without being on the internet, I don't think we could do what we're doing.
It certainly sounds like it might not scale as easily either because it just seems to be less energy to do it all from a user's perspective through a portal on the website than through the mail or faxes and what other ways you might have to do it if you didn't have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we still need to have documents signed because these are legal documents. So they still do need to print out the court trial by declaration documents, sign the documents. They do need to mail that into us. But all the relevant information, we gather most of that online through our system.
I didn't hear any law degree in your pedigree. Obviously, if you're not, that wasn't a requirement, but can you kind of share with our audience how a CPA could have built a business around this clause that's on the traffic ticket?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my background is obviously, as I mentioned, as a CPA and having a good understanding of business and the internet over the years and how to put that together. I am not an attorney. I'm not a lawyer. I only practice as one online. We're actually what's called a legal document filing service. And in California, you can get registered through the state of California and your county as a legal document filing service. So there is no requirement to be an attorney. However, in putting this business together, I had to have the proper information, the proper people in the business that do have that legal background, where I have a business accounting, internet background. I brought people in that do have a legal background to help formulate the proper defenses and cases to contest tickets properly.
So can you give us one final question on the business, and then we'll move on to other questions that I'd like to ask you today. But I'm fascinated by this and applaud you as an entrepreneur and your brother-in-law for having the wherewithal to even read the traffic ticket, let alone then take action.
Absolutely.
What is it about your methodology that lends itself to such a high success rate? I mean, why does this work?
Well, it works for a couple of reasons. First off, in California, as you may know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, the courts are understaffed. The courts have very small budgets. And they are looking for ways to eliminate their caseload. It actually costs the state of California more money if somebody walks into court, contests the ticket, and loses, meaning that the state keeps the money, it costs them more money than the fine they charge. So having a system to contest a ticket using a trial by written declaration actually saves the state money and saves the driver's money. And we basically looked at that as an opportunity for us to provide a service that helps people and create a business model around it.
Okay. I guess conventional wisdom, I said that was the last question and I lied, Stephen. I apologize.
I won't hold it against you.
Folklore is you go to court and you show up and the other side doesn't show up and they throw it out because you had the energy to show up. Is that true or is that not true?
Well, yeah, it's actually true. If the officer doesn't show up, yeah, the ticket is automatically dismissed. However, police officers are paid to show up. They get paid to show up in court. They are not necessarily paid to respond to a trial by declaration, which is I might not have made this clear, but it's a way to contest a case in court without going to court. It's through court documents and a written statement and case put together properly to contest a ticket. So the officer has to respond to that. If they do not respond to that, which they're not paid to respond to, the case is dismissed. So what you brought up originally is actually a fallacy. People think, hey, I'm just going to go to court and the officers never show up, it's going to get thrown out. That isn't the case. They do show up if you contest a ticket in court almost all the time.
All right. I'm fascinated by this, and I was excited to have you on both as an entrepreneur who's built a successful web-based online business, but also as someone who has a service that might be of value to our listening community throughout California. Let's talk about you and your guiding principle. Stephen, do you have a set of business philosophies, which we call here a guiding principle on Critical Mass, the radio show, that you're using to lead and grow TicketBus.com?
Yeah, I actually do, and I've used this for many years, back to when I was a CPA and had my own accounting practice, and computer systems were just coming out, and then into getting in the leading edge of technology and moving into the internet. And I call it the ABCs. It's just that simple. Always be changing. And that's really my guiding principle, because things move so fast these days. Technology changes, infrastructure changes, people change, economy, I mean, it changes. If you're not changing as all those things are changing, you're going to get left behind. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, I've certainly had my ups and downs, and it's when I haven't changed that it's affected me in an adverse way. So I try always to follow, you know, what I say is my ABCs, always be changing.
That is fantastic. It's simple. It's easy to remember. It makes me think of Glengarry Glen Ross, which is a great movie. And
Absolutely.
Alec Baldwin, who's an unbelievable actor. So there's a lot of things I like about that.
One of my favorite movies, actually. I love that movie.
He's so good in it. All yep. right, so let's ask you about a challenge, something that, you know, is facing the firm right now. You and the staff or the management team, you're working on it. You're going to mitigate it from affecting you, but right now you're kind of in the throes of dealing with it. Do you have a challenge like that that you can share with our audience?
Yeah, and it actually goes to what a trial by declaration is, because the challenge is really two-part. It's credibility and education. The general public has never heard about a trial by written declaration. We were the first company in California to make a business out of this about 9 years ago. Nobody knew what that is. And we've contested over 50,000 tickets in California during that time, which is a hell of a lot of tickets. However, the challenge really is back to the credibility. People don't believe, since they've never heard of this, they don't believe that this is actually a legal way to contest a ticket. And so in doing that, it's getting over that hurdle of credibility, getting over that educational hurdle. And we do quite a bit of work in educating the public on how to contest a ticket, what a trial by declaration is, and trying to get that word out. Because the more people that know about this process, whether they use us, another company, or even do it themselves, the better it is, because it's bringing attention to a legal way to contest a ticket, and it's adding credibility to what we do here.
And,
go ahead.
I'm shocked by the number. I mean, I'm happy for you that you've been able to help 50,000 people. I'm just shocked that, I mean, do you know how many tickets are written a year? I mean, what's the... I don't even have a sense for how many people are getting pulled over and written up every year here in California.
18 million tickets are issued every year. Now, this encompasses a wide variety of tickets. Now, you know, we're talking the everyday speeding and red light photo tickets, to the unlicensed drivers, to accidents, to DUIs, to parking tickets. And that's a lot of tickets and a lot of money for the government. And adding to that credibility, in what we've done to help with our credibility, which is that question you mentioned, that challenge we're facing, we wrote a book on traffic tickets. We released that last year. We're actually in the middle of writing our second book. That adds credibility. That makes us the expert, makes us the authority on the issue. We've come up with an iPhone app to help people contest traffic tickets. All of these things that we do that other companies may or may not do add to the credibility of our company, you know, and help with the educational process, because with 18 million tickets issued every year and only a small percentage of them being challenged via a trial by written declaration, again, many people just have not heard about this process.
Many times it's what you don't know in business and in life that can either be really helpful if you learn it or really hurtful once you experience it. So I agree, Stephen, getting the word out and writing the book. I got to tell you, I got a note here from someone that suggested that you do a radio show like I host here on Critical Mass, the radio show. getting the word out to your audience. So that's something to put in the back burner and consider, I guess.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been thinking about that for the last couple months, and it's something we may do because, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't understand the process and need help in contesting the ticket and in getting answers to their questions.
And it's like, my opinion, I don't have the data, but 18 million tickets. A lot of people get touched by this, but don't get touched so frequently that you really know what's going on. It's sort of like this once in every couple of years you get hit or something happens and you got to pay the fine. And it, you know, and so it's not something that you really have a lot of experience with, although it's very prevalent at 18 million tickets a year. That's a huge number for this population to support.
Absolutely. Now, just a sidetrack about that. 18 million tickets, from what I understand, California's number one revenue generator is sales tax. Their number two revenue generator is traffic tickets. So think about the dollars that's running through the state from traffic tickets. A lot of money.
Yeah, frankly, I'd rather not think about it because it's frustrating. Anyway, I'm glad you have a business doing what you're doing, and not only did I want to get you on here because you're a successful entrepreneur, but I also believe in the kind of service that you offer to the citizens of this fine state.
Great. Thank you.
Final question before we end the interview here on Critical Mass, the radio show. Tell me about the future. We're going to have you back on at some other point. I don't know if you're going to be if there's going to be another business that you'll start, because it sounds like you might be a bit of a serial entrepreneur here, Stephen, or you've got plans to do something else with Ticket Bus going in the future. But where do you see the future for you and for the firm, and what are you going to be saying to us in a couple of years when we have you back on the program?
Well, a very good question. I guess I am sort of a serial entrepreneur. I've been doing this, though, for about 8-9 years and actually really enjoy what I'm doing because it gives me the ability to keep creating and adding new things and following those ABCs, always be changing. And as far as where we're going, I actually see us attacking different ethnicities. For instance, the Hispanic community. It's a huge community in California. And a lot of Hispanics drive for a living. So we're taking TicketBus into that community and helping Hispanics contest tickets in their native language. That's one direction we're going. The other direction that I see us going is also sort of aggregating some of our competitors. I see us as the leader in this industry and the inventor, basically, of this industry. We were the first ones, as I mentioned, contesting tickets through a trial by declaration exclusively. And since that time, there's been a few competitors pop up, you know, a handful of them, some small, some, you know, have gained a little traction. And I see us doing a much better job as a group and aggregating those companies or rolling them up into ours than having them operate separately. So I see growth coming through that. And I also see growth coming through some form of educational track, whether it be continuing our book series that we started, Traffic Tickets. We started a series called Don't Get Mad, Get Them Dismissed. Our first book came out last year. Second book's coming out this year. And also possibly expanding into radio or other avenues. So I'm always going to be changing and moving it where it needs to go.
This is such a pleasure to have you as a guest on the radio program. I love to have entrepreneurs on the show, founders of businesses, creators of something that didn't exist before you decided to take the initiative and make it happen. Now here you are 9 years later scaling the business. It's a beautiful thing, and I will say it again. I love the service you provide. I think it's needed out there. It's sort of obvious how people find you online, but just in case they're unclear, what should they type in to find your website?
They would type in ticketbust.com, TicketBust.com, and they'll get right to us. They could also find us on Facebook and Twitter, also ticketbust.com or ticketbusca for California on both, ticketbusca on Facebook, ticketbus CA on Twitter.
Stephen, welcome to the Critical Mass Business Community. Thanks for being a friend of the program. I had more questions to ask you, but I got so interested in the business and the business model. Maybe we'll have you back sooner than a couple of years. Maybe when your next book comes out and we can talk about your book and finish up the questions that I had planned for you today.
I'll send you a copy. Happy to come back anytime.
We'll schedule it. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
This is Rick Franzi, and I am the host of Critical Mass, the radio show. I do this show and have done it for the past three going on four years to provide you with information, advice, and insights that can help you make better business decisions. Tell your friends about Critical Mass, the radio show, heard live on octalkradio.net every Tuesday at 4 p.m. or anytime online at Apple iTunes, Stitcher, or a variety of other podcasting services. This is me saying until the next time we have a chance to talk. Here's hoping that all your decisions move your business in a positive direction.
You've been listening to Critical Mass, the radio show, only on octalkradio.net.